With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A man could soon stand trial for rape following a recent court appearance, while another will learn his fate after his conviction of rape of a child. Radio KMAN's J.V. Ebanks has the latest from Grand Court.
Andrew Fredericks, now formally charged with rape, appeared in Grand Court on Friday. His case has been adjourned to the 20th so that the defense can review newly served documents. He remains in custody at HMP Northward. Meanwhile, George Martin Sliper will be sentenced today at 3 p.m. after a delay last week to ensure he appears in person for his sentence. He was convicted in 2024 of multiple serious sexual offenses against a 13-year-old girl. His lawyer has asked that he be allowed to serve any prison term in the UK due to mental health needs. The offense carries the potential of a lengthy custodial sentence. Stay tuned to Radio KMAN as we bring you more on this developing story as it becomes available. Jeffy Ebanks, Radio KMAN News.
In other news, after two back-to-back shows on the weekend featuring the CAF Youth Camerata and local band Future Phobia, Cayman Arts Festival continues this week with Cayman-born multidisciplinary artist Jaden Hanna on Thursday.
She's actually a graduate of Berklee College of Music. She went to John Gray as well. And it's a holder of an MFA in screenwriting from AMDA, Los Angeles. She's performed on renowned stages, including Lincoln Center and Birdland Jazz Club in New York City. I mean, that's big. And she's here performing at the Harquill Theatre. She's got her own live band sort of backing her. And I'm even looking at the list of some of the things she's performing. Fantastic variety of genres, in a sense. You've got some Elton John here. We've got some Adele. You know, it's just some original stuff too, which is just fantastic.
K-Musica's Glenn Enanga is inviting you to get your ticket for Thursday night's 7 p.m. show online at eventbrite.com. And 100 Women in Finance is turning this Friday the 13th into Freaky Friday, hosting their 12th annual gala at the Kimpton. Tanis McDonald is with the Cayman chapter of 100 Women in Finance.
In the past, it used to be called kind of like a barefoot beach gala. We were very kind of low key. We have upscaled a little bit with the location at the, you know, the Kimpton and the beach deck there is very, very nice location. Yeah, we start there at about 5:30 with registration, trying to catch some of the sunset, and we have a DJ. So we still have some dancing and good food too for everyone to enjoy. We try to focus on, you know, enjoyment and networking instead of a whole bunch of speeches and things.
100 Women in Finance is a global nonprofit organization founded back in 2001 that's dedicated to empowering women in the finance industry through education, peer engagement, and philanthropy. To register for Friday's event, head to fundraisers.100women.org. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. Hundreds of demonstrators have gathered in the Australian city of Sydney to protest over the police response to a rally against the visit by Israel's president. Video has emerged showing police charging and punching demonstrators at Monday's rally, which was organised by the Palestine Action Group. President Isaac Herzog was invited to Australia after the deadly gun attack at a Jewish celebration on Bondi Beach in December. Indonesia has confirmed that it's offering up to 8,000 troops to take part in the planned multinational peacekeeping force for Gaza. President Prabowo Subianto has joined Donald Trump's so-called Board of Peace, a move that's been criticised by some Islamic groups in Indonesia. President Macron has warned that European Union states must pull together in the face of what he called an openly anti-European US administration. Mr. Macron said the continent must protect its strategic industries or risk being swept away. Scientists studying the world's coral reefs have predicted that over half of them were bleached due to heat stress between 2014 and 2017. The researchers say 15% of the world's reefs experienced moderate or greater mortality due to warming oceans. Transparency International says the United States has sunk to its lowest ever score in the watchdog's annual report. The listing ranks countries based on perceived levels of public sector corruption. BBC News.